I want to welcome you to Vista Norte Public Charter School. This is our regular board meeting. It is Wednesday, October 26, 2022 at 12 o'clock. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under agenda item IE. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@vistanortecharter.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comments section of the meeting agenda. We're going to start with opening and calling our meeting to order. And we're going to do a roll call and establish a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck.
Present.
Mike Malloy.
Present.
Ron Dort.
Present.
And Barbara Willebrand. All right, we have a quorum, and we're waiting for Barbara to come on the line. So now we're going to go to the Pledge of Allegiance, and we're going to ask Claudette Beck to do that, and everyone else put their phones on mute.
All right, everyone, put your hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You're right. Thank you so much, Claudette. So now we're going to go into staff introductions, and we're going to start with Mr. Brown.
Well, thank you very much, President Stanford, members of the board. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer. Information, Jerry Vincent, officer, will not be attending this meeting. She is on assignment. Back to you, Madam President.
All right. Thank you so much. School staff.
Good afternoon, board. This is Janet Wilson, the area superintendent. Thank you.
Good afternoon, board. This is Raquel Velasco, principal.
Good afternoon. This is Memo Velasco, principal.
All right. Welcome, all of you. School legal counsel.
Good afternoon, Bill Thompson, legal counsel.
Any advisors who are supporting agenda items or presenting?
Good afternoon, board. This is Geeta Sharifi, CFO with LLIC.
And good afternoon. This is Michelle Lopez, counsel with LLIC.
Welcome, all of you. Any other staff who wishes to introduce himself? All right.
Hi there. Oh, sorry. Mr. Taylor, I'm over here at the community center right now. And I'm here with one of our students as well.
Well, good.
Sebastian. Thank you, guys. Sorry about that. We were running around a little bit. Good to see all you guys.
Welcome, student, too. That's great. All right. So right now we're going to move to 1E, adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meeting pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. And is Jeff Martin now on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Didn't hear you. So you're up.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, President Stanford and board members. Please refer to your board package for the resolution for continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 allows boards to continue to meet remotely during states of emergency as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Jeff. Could I have a motion and a second to adopt 1E?
Mike Malloy makes a motion.
John Dortch seconds the motion.
Mike Malloy's motion. John Dortch is seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand? All right. So it is a 4 for it, and Barbara Willebrand is not on the line. So now we are in 1F. Approve agenda for the October 26, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I need a motion and a second to approve 1F.
Claudia Beck, I'll make a motion to approve.
Mike Malloy will second.
Claudia Beck has motion. Mike Malloy has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Deutsch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand? So it's four ayes, and Barbara Willebrand is absent. So it's passed. So we're now in 1F. Approve agenda for the October 26, 2022. I'm duplicating myself here. Okay. 1G, didn't put a line through. Approve minutes of the September 6, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume everyone has read this. Are there any corrections or comments? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1G?
Claudia Beck, I'll make a motion.
John Deutsch will second.
Okay, Claudia Beck is motion. John Deutsch is seconded. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Deutsch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand. So it's four ayes, it passes, and Barbara Willebrand is absent. All right, so now we're on 1H. Approved minutes of the September 27, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. And I assume you've all read this. If there are no corrections or comments, I'd like a motion and a second to approve 1H.
Mike Malloy will make a motion.
John Deutsch second.
Mike Malloy has motion. John Deutsch has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Deutsch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand. So we have four ayes, and it passes, and Barbara Willebrand is absent. So now we're on 2, public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter's jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it's the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone online from the public who would like to introduce themselves or make a comment? And if not, Shelley, has anyone from the public contacted you?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands from the Charter Affairs team to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
All right. Thank you so much, Shelley. So now we're on 3, school reports and information. And this is our area superintendent update, Janet Wilson.
Good afternoon. It is a pleasure to present our updates for you. And I'm later on, in a few minutes, we'll be pleased to turn it over to Raquel Velasco and Memo Velasco, our principals, who will give you what's happening at the exciting happenings at our centers. Next slide, please, Vanessa. So I want to give you what I think is good news. Bad news first is I made a mistake on the last board meeting 9-6-22, and I accidentally added in the Rialto home study, Rialto site twice. So I, in error, told you that we had 222, and we did not. But the good news is that we have just about closed that gap, so I think it was rather foreshadowing. So the excitement is that the Casablanca home study program is independent study program is now 209, and they grew 22 students since our board meeting on 9-6. And then the home study grew 2 students, Rialto independent study grew 1 student, and our home study for the Rialto and High Desert grew 15 students. So we are pleased that we have, we're showing consistent, steady growth. Next slide, please, Vanessa. I want to share with you our ADA. The home study is 99.56 for Casablanca, and this is just very traditional with home study. The parents are very, very involved, and we seem to just really, really have success in engaging all students and families. Our independent study, it was 87.01 at Casablanca. The home study at Rialto was 96.94, and our independent study was just about at 85 with an 84.68, which you may realize is lower than we traditionally do. We're almost always above 90, but in speaking with Principal Velasco, we had a couple of staff members out, and when teachers are out, when they're on leave of absence or out sick, it's just very difficult to have that same level of success. But the good news is, in speaking with her, for this was LP3 data. So for LP4, Rialto was over 90% again. So that was a blip on the screen, and we are back on track in the right direction. Next slide, please, Vanessa. I do want to let you know that we have some teachers who have just been hitting it out of the park. And as I mentioned for our home study, we have all of the teachers listed. There are six of them that had 100% ADA, 100%. And that's phenomenal. Next slide, please, because you will see that the two teachers that didn't hit 100 were at 99.54, and I'm looking for the other one. Anyway, they were very, very close. So we had also all of the teachers listed here had 90% or above ADA for LP3. So you can see really, really, really strong numbers. We're so proud of them. We do have, next slide, please.
You have joined the main room.
We do have all 10 home studies teachers exceeded our target of 90%. That's all 10 of them. 15 teachers hit 90 to 100%. Four of our teachers were 85 to 90%. And we do have four teachers that were below the 85%. But again, two of them had been out due to illness. And so we're just really working on making sure that we get everyone to the 90% mark. Next slide, please. I want to talk a little bit about professional development, and you've been hearing a lot on the news and in the world that the mental health crisis in our country is real. It is real, and I will tell you, it is severe. So in trying to empower our staff and our leaders to be able to better respond to that very real and challenging mental health crisis that we are in, we sent all of our counselors, we sent all of our site leaders and our regional leaders to 2 days of intense suicide prevention training. And it's hard and sad that we have to do that, but it is absolutely critical. It didn't affect Vista Norte, but sadly, right, 2 days after the training, I believe, no, actually it was the very next day, we had a student at one of our AVI sites who did in fact take his own life. And so that is heartbreaking for the family. It's devastating for the staff. And so we are all hands and all eyes on deck doing everything we can to prevent that. So that's been really our focus right now in professional development. How can we navigate the mental health crisis in our country that is really, you know, it has affected everyone. But when you're homeless and you're hungry, it affects you even more. Next slide, please. So now it is my pleasure to turn it over to Raquel Velasco, our principal at Rialto, who's going to share. You know, we had to do the very hard part, but she also found a way to make professional development so much fun. Raquel, I can't wait for you to share about your spooky, spectacular professional development.
Good afternoon, President Stanford and board members. I'm Raquel Velasco, principal at the Rialto Learning Center. I don't know if we could get the PowerPoint back up. That way we can preview those slides. But we've had a very busy first semester. We've had staff trainings, professional developments, student field trips, numerous student workshops. As Janet shared, we continue to have a laser focus on, you know, our students' physical, social, emotional well-being in addition to their academic progress. Last week, we had our all-staff professional development, and as part of our annual professional development plan for the 2022 to 2023 school year, our team has completed 3 PSYOP trainings, and that is the Sheltered Instruction Observation Protocol. Now, this model advances student language development alongside meaningful engagement. Our trainings are led by LAC's Assessment Manager, Joy DeBauer, Jackie Perez, and our regional ELD specialist, Irene Franco. Our PDs are very interactive, and I'd like to highlight one of our breakout sessions called the Haunted Escape Room. So if, next slide, please. This is also, we had a costume contest, so it was most creative and most popular, so we had some all staff dressing up there. So those were the winners there at the left. Next slide, please. So our PDs are very interactive, and we had, one of our breakout sessions was the Haunted Escape Room. And for those of you that are unfamiliar with an escape room, allow me to share. Escape rooms are one of the hottest trends and forms of entertainment. Groups are gathering in a themed room where they're given clues. The experience is as if they're stepping into a live video game. It's a room in which people are locked in, quote unquote, in order to play a game requiring them to solve a series of puzzles within a certain amount of time to accomplish a goal, typically finding to unlock the room. They have to race against the clock and decipher close to find their way out of the escape room. They have to work together and problem solve in order to escape. So we had our staff work together and problem solve in order to escape. We had our staff doing the trial run last week at our PD, and students will be doing the escape room tomorrow at our senior spectacular FAFSA workshop, where they'll be able to get to enjoy a movie, popcorn, have candy, and socialize with their peers. We were all able to do this thanks to one of our own math teachers, Mr. Ace. Vista Norte also has Spirit Week this week with our home study. Monday was pajama party. Tuesday was sports theme. Today is a Disney and a cartoon character theme. Thursday is our Halloween costume. And Friday is Crazy Sock Day. So, any questions? Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Velasco. Next slide, please. It is now my pleasure to introduce Memo Velasco, our principal at Casa Blanca, and also Jesse Taylor, who is our Learning Center Coordinator at Casa Blanca. I will turn it over to them.
Good afternoon, Board. I'm Memo Velasco, Principal at Casa Blanca. I have a very special update for you today. As Ed mentioned, we have been growing exponentially at Casa Blanca. We have been busy serving students and creating moments and learning experiences for them. As you know, Casa Blanca's demographic is primarily Hispanic, Latino. If there's anything that this culture loves, it's salsa music. Per student request, we introduce outdoor salsa dancing classes. Students get to earn PE hours, socialize with peers, and be part of school culture. It was definitely a hit. We approximately had about 15 students participate, and they left asking for more. Upcoming events, we have a pumpkin carving on Saturday. We have 15 turkeys donated from one of our community partners that we will be giving for students and their families for Thanksgiving. We have a few students that attend Casa Blanca that I would like to introduce to you. But before I do that, I would like to introduce our Learning Center Coordinator, Jesse Taylor, who is currently with those students at the center. Jesse,
Good afternoon, board. How are you guys? Pleasure to be a part of this. Right now we have Haley and Jeremy Dre, and I have here sitting next to me Sebastian Gonzalez Lopez. I will start with Haley and Jeremy. I know that Haley has some experience, but what experience do you have there? We'll go ahead and introduce yourself first, Haley and Jeremy, and then I will ask you a question.
Hello, my name is Haley Dre.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Dre.
Sebastian, you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Sebastian Gonzalez.
Excellent. So, Haley or Jeremy, do you guys have any experience with CTE or dual enrollment classes that we offer here at Casablanca?
I don't.
I don't know if it's part of it or not, but I had the CPR classes that you guys did.
Yeah, the CPR classes are part of it. That's something that you're enrolled in. And I think you did another class as well. So I guess I'll just start off with this. Why did you choose our school? And what is something that you really enjoy about going to school here?
Because I'm able to still travel and move around, but so my schoolwork's done. I need to.
For me, it's travel. It helps a lot with traveling with sports, and the people at the school are very nice.
Awesome, guys. Thank you. Memo, if you'd like to help me out here with Sebastian, that would be wonderful.
Absolutely.
Gracias, pues. Y algo de la escuela. ¿Qué es lo que te gusta de nuestra escuela? ¿Qué clases estás tomando?
Me gusta estudiar aquí porque es una escuela que te ayuda a tener un futuro o te ayudan a las maestras en las tareas que nos dan y estoy haciendo la clase de economía ahora.
But he said that he loves our school staff. There's so much different teachers and he's
economía.
It's an economic check.
Y todos los días aquí en las escuelas porque trabajo y tengo tiempo para venir aquí a estudiar también para trabajar.
He comes to school 2 days a week because he currently has a full-time job, but you know the program that we have has been able to accommodate what he's currently doing. ¿Alguna otra cosita, Sebastián?
Ah, es todo.
That is it.
Mr. Velasco, how long has he been in the country and how long has he been attending Casablanca?
Sebastián, ¿cuánto tiempo tenés aquí en este país y cuánto tiempo tenés en nuestra escuela?
Ya he estado aquí 5 años y aquí en la escuela estuve estudiando como 1 año y medio, pero después regresé porque no me gradué y me vine de vuelta. Y me gusta estudiar aquí porque vivo cerca de la escuela y necesito graduarme. Y pues por ahora las maestras me están ayudando para hacer un poco de tareas lo que tengo. Y me gustaría aquí estar y para graduarme.
Gracias. He's been here for about 5 years in the U.S. He was with us for about 1.5 years. Then he left to work, and he came back, and, you know, he's obviously completing his classes and utilizing our program. A little summary.
Or do you have any questions for our students?
Well, this is quite a bit. I would just like to say to this young gentleman that I think it's fantastic that you are working but coming back to school, because I think it's so important to come back to school. So thank you for doing that.
Sebastián, te quieren agradecer por lo que estás haciendo, que has vuelto y que estás poniendo las cosas en la prioridad correcta y que esto te va a ir muy bien. Muchas gracias.
Gracias, Ivonne.
Thank you.
This is Board President Stanford. I just want to commend all 3 students for having the courage to come on here on our Zoom meeting and safe travels, and I hope that we see all three of you at graduation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much for joining.
Thank you. Thank you. And I wish
you... Oh, no problem. So, do we have a very good meeting now?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a great day.
Have a good day.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
And if we could have the next slide, please. Actually, I'm going to give Sherry Padilla, our Regional College and Career Coordinator, I'm just going to give a brief update. She's in a board meeting with one of our partners where we locate, and she said she was afraid their board meeting was not going to end in time. But I know one of the things that you would like us to do is to seek more grant opportunities. So we are definitely doing that. And one of the grant opportunities that Sherry has found is with the Girl Scouts. And they have a marvelous camp, and they are we're working on a grant with them because their camp is set up for CTE, and it will really, our students will be able to go there, and with the grant, the cost will be very minimal, and our students will be able to go and get intensive CTE training. We're specifically construction, so some of our home study students are in construction, so they're actually going to go and help work on the camp. So it's kind of a win-win partnership. If they have some painting that needs to be done or some steps that need to be repaired, our construction team is going to go do that, and then we will also have students, they have intensive 3D printing classes, and they have drones, so our students will go and be able to come out with CTE is specifically in advanced manufacturing and construction, so we're really excited about that, and we'll bring you more. I think we're planning the trip. Mr. Taylor, you can listen for this, because we're planning the trip to the camp in March, so we'll be bringing you pictures and the exciting details of that camp. Next slide, please. Thank you. And do you have any questions for any of our staff members, our principals, Mr. Taylor, myself? We'd be happy to answer them at this time.
This is Board President Stanford. Thank you, Janet. That was wonderful. Love hearing from students. Thank you so much for that. And love hearing from teachers, too. So it kind of brings it all together for us. Any other board members' comments?
Thank you so much.
Oh, you are welcome. All right. Thank you, everyone that was involved with that. That was great. So now we're going to move to finance update. Geeta.
Hello, board. So I have two items to report to the board today. One is the regular report as an update from Hanmi Financial Bank, and that's the bank for the school. This document is updated as of September 30th, 2022. It reflects the line of credit that the school has currently is at $1 million. Expiration date, November 3rd, 2023. Interest rate is currently at 6.75%. And as you all know, Fed increased interest rates. So the previous update I provided to the board, it was at 6%, and currently it's at 6.75%. If the school requires at any point of time to draw from the line of credit, we'll obviously search for the lowest interest rate with other options as well. The current loan that has been drawn from the bank account is zero, so there's no balance. And then also, this report reflects the covenant ratios, the calculations we are required to show the bank that the school is in a good financial health and meets all the requirements to continue to be qualified for the line of credit. And the school has always met those. So this is for the board's information to access. I have another item to go over if there's no questions. Okay, so the next item is actually a very good news. So the school was awarded 2 one-time funding through the California Department of Education. One of them is Arts, Music, and Instructional Material Discretionary Block Grant. The plan will be presented to the board at the next board meeting, but this comes with $430,580 of additional funding to the school, which was not in the budget that the board approved for 22-23 back in June. So the next one is Learning Recovery Emergency Block Grant. This funding is also a one-time funding. It's $1,333,228. This was also not included in the budget that was approved by the board. Both of these fundings are dispersed to the school in two portions. 50% for the arts and music will be dispersed in November of 2022 and 50% in April. For the learning recovery, 50% will be dispersed in December of 2022 and 50% in May of 2023. Again, both of these two fundings were not in the budget. So when I present in December, I will also present these funding sources in the first interim report. And Janet will be is working currently with the controller to identify expenditures to offset. These both of these two fundings, because they're state funding, they have to comply by the SB 740 guidelines. So that concludes my report. If there are any questions, I'll be happy to discuss. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Gita. I couldn't get mute to go off. Thank you so much. Any questions from the board members? All right. Thank you so much. So now we're going to move to 3C, updated 22-23 board meeting calendar. This is in page 23 of your packet. It's on our screen right now. Notice that we have 2 in February and also 2 in May. And so we, as board members, we really appreciate this because it keeps our calendar up to date. So thank you, everyone. All right. So now we're going to go to 4, action items. The board will be asked to approve the revised charter school accounting manual. And this is Gita, and it's on pages 25 through 30 of your manual.
Thank you, board. So this document, as you all know, is a fluid document. It's revised as we get new guidelines or improvements to our internal control. Across the document, we sometimes see formatting changes or grammatical corrections. So those are always done. They won't impact the content. But there are some items that I'd like to bring to the board's attention as a recommendation. One is on page 105, there's a section that talks about cash on hand as a reserve fund percentage, and that is currently at 17%, and we recommend to increase that to 20%. And the reason for that is, as you all know, the school had deferrals in prior years through the CDE, and then some challenges for cash in the future might come arise due to recession that everyone's talking about. So we just want to make sure the school maintains a good cash reserve. So we want to set that bar a little bit higher for the school. So recommending that to be at 20%. The second item is the cash receipt process. We're just tightening some internal control processes, putting, for example, triplicate receipt books. So that section has been revised in the manual just to improve internal control. Also, in the manual, there are 2 sections, one on petty cash as well as wire transfers. The school does not use those 2 options. Therefore, it's not necessary to be in the accounting manual. The process was removed from the manual. There was a missing section on ACH payments and ACH procedures. We are currently using that, and the accountants do use ACH, but the procedure was not included in the accounting manual. So therefore, that was inserted in the manual for recommendation. So those are the updates, and if there are any questions, I'll be happy to discuss. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Any questions from the board? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 5A?
John Dorch, move.
Claudette Beck, second.
So John Dorch has moved. Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Ralph Sanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand? And Barbara is absent. That motion passed with 4 ayes, and Barbara is absent. So now we're going to go on to B. For B, the board will be asked to approve the area superintendent evaluation tool for the 22-23 school year. Jeff Martineau.
Good afternoon, President Stanford and board members. In your board packets, you will find the area superintendent evaluation tool for your consideration of use for the current 2022-2023 school year. The attached evaluation tool and rubric is unchanged from the version presented to you as a first read at the June 2022 board meeting. Highlights of the 2022-2023 evaluation tool include the 4 focused areas of performance, with number 1 being governance and board relations, number 2 school, family, and community relations, number 3 business and finance, and finally number 4 instructional leadership. There will be a mid-year check-in scheduled during a closed session in January's board meeting to discuss progress towards goals. And finally, an updated rubric and clearly defined indicator performance levels are also found within the evaluation tool. As indicated in the area superintendent evaluation policy and procedures, the attached evaluation tool will serve as the to be used in evaluating the area superintendent for the 2022-2023 school year, which will be completed by the board in a closed session to take place in summer 2023. At this time, it is recommended that the attached version of the area superintendent evaluation tool be approved for use in evaluating the area superintendent for the 2022-2023 school year. Thank you.
This is Board President Stanford. Thank you so much, Jeff. This is a fluid document. We all feel like we've been part of it because we kind of all joined into it over the last year or so. So we really appreciate that. Any other comments from board members? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 4B?
Mike Malloy makes a motion.
And Arch, second.
So Mike Malloy has motioned. John Dorch has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
I suspend the meeting. Oh, I'm so sorry.
We are happy that you are here. So you vote.
Well, the thing is, I can't get in. I can't go to closed session because I can't get it on the video. That's my issue.
Well, we have a workaround on that.
Okay.
Once we're in closed session, I'll call you on my cell phone. Okay.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much. I'm sorry.
Okay. So we are voting on 4B. So Barbara, you need to say aye or nay.
No, aye.
Aye. Okay. So now we have a unanimous vote on 4B. That's good. All right. And we're glad you're with us, Barbara.
Thank you.
All right. So now we're all together now. So now we're in 5. Additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Well, thank you very much, President Stanford. I would like to make a comment to Superintendent Wilson, having made a mistake on the last report. Janet, oh my gosh, I never made a mistake. But we'll just overlook that. Okay. Because of the reports that you followed with, we're really very excited about what's happening over there. I've watched it, and you guys are doing a marvelous job. And thinking about the ADA at 100% on a portion of it, that's outstanding. I mean, that is actually shocking. It's wonderful. I think you're doing a great job with that, and I appreciate that. I'm so sorry to hear about the suicide of the young person. However, having said that, actually educating your folks to know what to look for is so darn important, and it's something that I appreciate that what you're doing, and I'm sure that everyone else does too. So thank you so much for that. I'd like to move over and talk about the many activities that Raquel has. It seems very exciting. You know, you're talking about an escape room, and then you're talking about all this other good stuff. You're actually making that area fun, and I think that people pay more attention, they actually learn more, and it's really exciting. So thank you, Raquel. I see you're in the picture, so I do appreciate that. And Mimo and Jesse, what can I say? This sounds great, especially telling to me in Spanish. Habla español? No habla español. Sí, estudia español.
Memo was super helpful.
Gracias. So we're working on that. And I think it's just great. And the dual enrollment programs, you know how excited we do get for that. So I could go on and on with you guys, but I think it's time. I think that President Stanford would be upset with me with that. So I'll turn it back to the president and the board. But thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. This is Board President Stanford. That's a wonderful report. It was nice seeing all of you. I can't wait till we're back again in person. I remember your graduations, and you're just doing such good work with kids. And I love putting all the faces together. So thank you so much for everything you're doing. Any other board members have comments? All right. If not, we are going to go to 6, and this is closed session. And I'd like to request a motion to adjourn open public board meeting to go into closed session for two reasons. One, public employee performance evaluation, code section 54957B1, a various superintendent, and two, conference with labor negotiators, government code section 54957.6, the agency designated representative, Steve Churchwell, Jenny Krubel, and these are unrepresented employees. So,
President Stanford, can I interrupt just one thing here? Director Willebrand, after this vote, if you'll please hang up your phone, because then I'll call you on that number after the vote.
Okay. So now I need a motion and a second.
Barbara Willebrand, move.
Second. Okay, so Barbara Willebrand has moved. Claudette Beck has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So by unanimous decision, we are going into a closed session. All right, so now we're on 6C, and I'm going to report out that no action was taken in closed session public employee performance evaluation, area superintendent. And in closed session number 2, no action was taken in closed session conference with labor negotiators. Board members, Mike Malloy made the motion to exit, and board member Claudette Beck seconded the motion. It was unanimous that we go out of closed session into open session. All right. Let's see. So now we need to go to action item 7. And the board will be asked to review and approve the compensation for the chief executive officer. A summary of the recommendation of legal counsel for the salary and benefit packages for Jeff Brown starting November 1st, 2022 is $9,130 per year. Is there any discussion by the board on this? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve the compensation of Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer?
John Dortch, move. Mm-hmm.
Claudette Beck, a second.
So John Dortch has moved, and Claudette Beck has seconded that we approve the compensation of Jeff Brown. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
And Barbara Wilbrand?
Aye.
So it's unanimous that we have approved the compensation for Jeff Brown. So now we're going into 8 closing items. Our next regular board meeting date is November 16th, 2022 at 12. And now I need a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
Claudia Beck, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'm not hearing. I just Carol Stanford's been a second, okay? So Claudette Beck's motion and Carol Stanford has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy? Okay. John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So it is unanimous that we are closing and adjourning this meeting. Thank you, everyone, for your participation.